book of Proverbs, chapter number 31. It's been a number of years since I preached out of this passage on a Mother's Day, and I believe that that's where the Lord wanted us to be this morning. So Proverbs chapter number 31, and when you found it, you can say amen, and I'll know that you're there. Amen. Not hard to find this morning, a great passage as Solomon wrote about his mother, and he wrote about motherhood and what a great thing that is. And you know, I always say this, love your mother and love your mother while you can, because the day will come when you can't love her anymore. My mom died when she was just 56 years old back in 1991. She's been gone for 25 years. And so I don't have a mother that I can call and say, hey, Mom, how you doing? Now I got Mom Dunbar. Thank God for her. We call her Mom. And it's been a blessing to have her at the house. And I'm telling you, you gotta love your family while you're there, because the day will come when they won't be there anymore. Life is very short and life is very fleeting. And the greatest thing you can do is love those that are part of your family, and love those that are close to you, because the day will come, I'm telling you, when they won't be. And so thank God for mothers this morning. Let's find our place, Proverbs 30, and we're going to start there in verse number 10 this morning. And it says, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it, and with the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle. Her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is a law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, if you look back to verse number 29, that's where we're going to take our text. And it says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. I'm going to preach on this little thought this morning of excelling them all. Ladies, how do you excel all the other ladies in the world? I'll tell you how you excel them. By being a mother and by doing it well. Solomon said of his mother, he says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Let's pray. Father, I pray you bless the word this morning as we look at this thought of excelling them all. God, I pray that our mothers could make that statement. I pray that that be a true statement that we could apply to our mothers. Not that they're just virtuous, but God, that they excel all those that are around them. The love that they demonstrate towards their children and towards their husband and towards their home and their family and God. And Lord, I pray you bless our mothers here today, that they'd realize the responsibility that you placed upon them and the privilege that you've given them and God, the calling that is placed upon their life. God, I pray you bless each of our mothers today. And I pray that there wouldn't be any that would be in here lost, undone in their sin. God, that they could, Lord, be saved and be born again and know you as Savior. God, that's our prayer for everyone in this building. Not just the mothers, but for everybody that's here. Everybody needs to be saved. But Father, God, you said of, Solomon said of his mother, of Bathsheba, he said she was virtuous. And then he said that he excelleth them all. God, thank you for the Lord, for the message this morning. Pray that you'd bless it. Pray the Holy Ghost of God would speak to hearts. God, do what needs done. Fill my heart and mouth, and God, I'll ask it and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning as we preach on this thought of excelling them all. I can say this. There are a lot of great mothers in the world. There's no doubt about that. There's been a lot of great mothers in the world. Good, gracious,
godly mothers. When King Lemuel writes of his mother, or Solomon writes of his mother, he writes of the fact that she loves the Lord, and that she's a great person, and she's that person that is significant in his life. And the words that he uses to describe his mother, if you look in verse 1, it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, "What, my son? What, the son of my womb? What, the son of my vows?" And he goes on down there and gives the advice concerning the ideal of mothers. And it says, "Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways, for that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." And these are words of instruction. And no doubt that he loved his mother. No doubt that he loved his mother and thought great of her. But you know, there's all these great mothers in the world. Thank God for them. You know, it's sad because there's so many grotesque mothers out there today. And they are. They're grotesque. You say, why is that? Because they're wicked and they're cruel, they're selfish, they're miserable. It's like, for example, these went like Jezebel was to her home and her family, and a perfect example of that. And you see, to be a great mother, it takes time. It takes time to be a great mother. You have to put time into your family, and it takes time to do that. And Solomon's mother did. It takes training, it takes tastefulness, it takes tenderness to train a child. The Bible says, Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." You think about that. The training and the time and the tenderness and the tastefulness that it takes to raise a child. They say it takes a village to raise a child. That's a lie. It takes a mother to raise a child. We wouldn't need village to raise the child if there were mothers out there doing their job. Amen. And thank God for mothers, for the mothers who do. Now, when it comes to raising these children, that's a great promise in the Bible. And you realize that it's a mother that shapes the personality of a child. It's a mother that shapes that child into making him what he or she should be. They say the personality of a child is set in concrete by the time he's 5 years old. Who spends the most time with a child the first 5 years of their life? Mom does. Mom spends that time with a child. And mom makes that child what he or she is going to be. And they develop that personality that mom instills. It said, the destiny of a child is the work of a mother. The destiny of a child is the work of a mother. And the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. You know why our world's in so much trouble? Because we got so many moms that haven't been in their place where they needed to be. Amen. Raising their children, teaching them, training them, nurturing them, showing them love. What an important thing that is in a child's life. Gene Simmons, the lead singer in the group Kiss, he said, "Give us your children. We'll take them and teach them for the devil." That's what Gene Simmons did. That's what he said, the group Kiss, how they would sing and throw up blood and all the nasty stuff that they did. Let me tell you what a sad thing that was for the generation we live. Children who don't have the nurturing touch and the tender touch and the kindness of a mother's love. What a sad thing. What a sad thing it is. The problem today with mothers, we have so many of their AWOL, absent without leave, MIA, missing in action, POW, prisoners of war. Sad. Motherhood is such an important thing, but yet that's where we are today. If you'll look in 1 Timothy chapter number 5, and the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the mothers there and had some words of instruction to give to them, this is what he said in 1 Timothy 5 and in verse number 11. He said, "But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they've cast off their first faith. Withal, they learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, not only idle, but tattlers also, busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan." I mean, what's the mother supposed to do? Very clearly, in verse number 14, it says, "Bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully." You know, it's hard to guide the house if they're never there. Isn't that a sad thing? Mom's the one who guides the house. Mom's the one who's the heart of the home. Mom's the one that makes a house a home and makes the home a castle. Thank God for the work of mothers. And motherhood is an important thing. Can I read a poem this morning? It says, a poem for mother. A woman sat by the fireplace, reading a book with a pleasant face, till a child came up with a childish frown and pushed the book, saying, put it down. Then mother, slapping his head, said, troublesome child, go off to bed. A great deal of this book I must know to train up a child in the way he should go. And the child went off to bed to cry, growing up to hate religion by and by. Another woman bent over a book with a simple, with a smile of joy and intent look to a child up and touched her knee and said of the book, put it down and take up me. The mother sighed as he rubbed his head, saying softly, I shall never get it read, but I'll try by loving to learn his will and his love into my child instill. That child went to bed with a sigh and will love religion by and by. Let me tell you something, Mom. The most important thing you'll ever do is show those children the love of Jesus Christ. The most important thing you ever do is show them the warm embrace and the kindness and the love that they are seeking. You know what's wrong with this generation? It's a generation that has grown up without love. They don't know what love is. They're seeking love, desiring love, looking in all the wrong places and can't seem to find it. And what they've always wanted was the loving touch and the kindness that only a mother can give. Solomon said of his mother, and verse number 29, he said, thou excellest them all. Thou excellest them all. How do you excel? How do you become more virtuous than the others? How do you excel when it comes to this thing? Well, he gives us the answer in verse number 10. A few simple things this morning. He says, in worth. You excel in worth. How do you do that? Verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Virtue is worth more than $1 million. Ladies, you don't have to be rich to be rich. You don't have to have all the world has to offer to be rich. Let me tell you something. There's a beauty that comes from inside. There's a beauty in walking with the Lord. There's a beauty in loving Jesus Christ and loving your family and loving your children. That's the greatest worth that there is in the world today. Solomon said this, Proverbs 18:22. He said, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and of favor of the Lord. You know, you think about the worth. She can be trusted. Thank God for a virtuous woman that can be trusted. How important is that? Trusted to take care of things. Trusted to do what she's supposed to do. Trusted to take care of the home. Notice what he goes on to say. It says, the heart of her husband to safely trust in her, so he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Taking care of business, taking care of the home. Jack Hiles was raised by a godly mother. And Jack Hiles' mother, she suffered all kind of heartbreak in her life. Her husband was a drunk. And he would beat her unmercifully, just beat her unmercifully. And then, he wouldn't provide for the food. They never had enough. She would sew things and sell things, and she never had the bright colors to make things. She just had the grays and the blacks and the whites, but she would make things and sell them. And her little son, Jack, she called him Jack. He said, Jackie boy, he said, let me tell you something. God loves you so much. And he says, and she said, Jackie, if you just learn to love Jesus Christ, your life will be so blessed. She said, Mommy, how come you don't have the beautiful things? How come we don't have things? How come Daddy beats you? He says, you don't worry, Jackie. He says, God is going to take care of it, and God loves us, and God's going to bless our life, and God's going to work in your heart. Well, lo and behold, God called Jackie, little Jackie boy, to be a preacher. Amen. And he became a great Jack Hiles and preached all over this world and preached all over our nation and did a work for God. You say, why? Because his mother showed him the love of Jesus Christ when she had absolutely nothing. You know what that tells you, ladies? You don't have to have a lot to show your children the love of Christ. If a woman who's beat up every day and has bruises and black eyes and bloody nose and a fat lip can raise her son for Jesus Christ and show him a mother's love. I'll tell you, Jack Hiles, when his mother got older, she honored her. And Jack loved her, and he did everything for his mother when he got older. He gave her all the things of life she never had when he was growing up. You say, why? Because when she had nothing, she showed her little son the love of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. That's virtue. That's value. She excelled them all because she loved her son and raised him in spite of the difficult circumstances that she went through. What a great thing that is. In the book of Titus, chapter number 2, if you look there this morning, Titus chapter number 2, the Apostle Paul, he had a lot to say about motherhood and raising children and how important that is in our life. In Titus chapter number 2, as he said in Timothy chapter number 5, in Titus 2 he said this concerning the idea of motherhood. He said, "But speak thou things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience, and the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient, their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." Let me tell you something. Again, this idea of being at home and making your home a castle, making your place. You know, I can always tell when there's a great mother. You say, why? Because all the neighborhood kids will find themselves at that person's house. That's true. All the kids in the neighborhood will want to be at that house. You say, why? Because that mother's warm, she's loving, she's kind, she's generous, she's tender, and let me tell you, she will draw the kids of the neighborhood to that place. That's true. I remember we were growing up, and boy, our house was filled with cussing and fighting, and let me tell you, and none of the neighborhood kids came to our house. And most of our friends, it was the same way. No one went to their house. Because there was nothing but fighting and ugly and horrible all the time. But boy, there were a few ladies in the neighborhood that all the kids, and I mean all the kids, there'd be maybe 15, 16, 17 of us at their house eating lunch. You say, why? Because that was a virtuous woman. I've mentioned Miss Reese many times. Miss Reese was a virtuous woman. She had 5 kids of her own, 6 kids of her own. One of them was mentally retarded. And boy, Bobby, she loved Bobby. And then she had another son, Michael, the littlest one. And in spite of the fact that she had 5 and 6 kids, all the neighborhood kids were at her house and drawn there. You say, why? Because she was a virtuous woman. She knew the kind word to say and the inviting look on her face and the tenderness and the kindness that she demonstrated to all the heathen neighborhood kids. And Joe and I were one of them. You know, I think about growing up, what a difference it makes when a mother is a virtuous woman. Can I tell you something? Miss Reese excelled them all. Every mother in our neighborhood, she excelled them all. And that's why people were drawn there. But see, she was there. She was in her place, making her home a castle, making her place somewhere where others would be drawn to. Can I tell you something? That's great worth. That's great worth. To this day, that I remember the kindness and the love that she showed and the idea of what a family was. We didn't have that at our house, but I'll tell you what, they had it at theirs. And there was always the kindness, always the love, never the cussing, never all the confusion, never those things. She had something that most of the kids didn't have in the neighborhood, and that was, hey, she excels them all, her worth. You think about that for a minute. The idea of teaching them children the love and the kindness and the honesty and the respectfulness and the giving. You know, we got a lot of people raising a bunch of Cain, but we need some people to raise some Abels. Amen. I'm telling you. Thank God for the work that Mrs. Reese did. Thank God for her work. Thank God for her work. I think about the work of a woman that excels them all. Look in verse number 13. You say, what does she do? Can a woman work and be at home? Sure. Listen, a mother's work is never done. Isn't that what we say? A mother's work is never done. She's the last to go to bed and the first to get up. The mother's work is never done. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willing with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rideth also on a jet knife and giveth meat to her household and a portion for her maidens. You say, what is she doing? Hey, she's doing her part. She's making a difference. Look at verse verse 16, it says, or verse 15, or 16, she considered the field and buy of it with fruit of her hands. She planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle. Her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth her hands to the needy. What is she doing? She's showing love and kindness to all around her. She's a prosperous woman. Thank God. Thank God for ladies that excel above all others. For ladies that are prosperous. Everything they touch seems to turn to gold. Everything they do, God seems to bless it. They're prosperous in what they do. They help to make ends meet in the home. Thank God that they do that. If you look at verse 24 and 25, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, delivereth girdles unto the merchant, and strength and honor her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Is there anything wrong with a woman using her gifts and abilities and talents? Hey, that's a great thing for ladies to do. But notice how she balances all those things. Takes care of the home and still does all those things. What a great thing. She's prosperous in her work. She's productive in her work. You know, you think about the idea of keeping house and caring for the children. You say, well, it's not hard to be a mother. Anyone who says that's an idiot.
Amen.
It's not easy to be a mother.
That's right.
You know, thank God that, hey, a virtuous woman can excel them all when it comes to her worth and her work. I'll tell you, if I had to do all that mothers do, man, I'd have a hard time. You look what a mother does. She cooks, she cleans, she keeps the house, puts up with her husband. Man, that's a full-time job putting up with me. Let alone taking the full-time job of taking care of the kids and the full-time job of taking care of the house. But thank God that women that excel. You can tell when a woman's excelling because the home is a castle. It's clean, it's inviting, it's beautiful, the children are kept, there's food on the table, and the husband's satisfied. Now let me tell you something, that's work. You see, to be a mother, that's like having three jobs. It's like having three full-time jobs. Because I guarantee you, when my kids were sick at night, they never called for dad. Because if they did, I'd have said, shut up, go to bed, right? That's how dads are. Shut up. Go to bed. You say one more word, you're getting your butt busted. Right? Not mom. What do kids always want when they go to bed at night? They want a drink of water. You know what I say? Drink your spit. You're not getting no drink of water. It's hilarious. We take the kids for the baseball. Thank God baseball's over. But we were taking the baseball team to their away games. And Miss Lisa, she says now, she takes kids to the away games. She makes sure they have something to drink, they have something to eat, has all this stuff. So the first time I took them, they said, no snacks? I said, snacks? What are you talking about snacks? You ain't get no snacks. I'm the taxi driver. Ain't no snacks here. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink. I said, all right, let's pull back around church. We'll get something. We got on the bus the other night and we stopped and I said, we're going to get crystals. Man, happy hour from 3 to 5. They're 59 cents. You can't beat that. Feed the whole bus. They said, Pastor, are we drinking anything? I said, yeah, you're spit. You ain't getting nothing to drink. Now, guys, that's how men are, right? Come on, toughen up. We're the Marines. You don't need something to drink. Just swallow down the food. Gag on it. Choke on it if you have to. You ain't getting nothing to drink. I broke down and got them all something to drink. But I thought, you know, I said, now Lisa wouldn't have done that. Lisa would have had them something to drink. She'd have had them, matter of fact, she'd have had it waiting for them when they got on the bus. You know? And she'd clean up their mess. You know, I'm ready to throw them out of the van. Pick that up. You know? But see, ladies are different. They look at things different. And thank God. You know, that's a mother who excels. Hey, you can excel. You can take care of your children. You can keep your home clean. You can take care of your husband. You can do all these things if you want to be a virtuous woman. If you want to excel. Now, I know we live in a day when motherhood is scorned and taking care of the home is looked down on. and all those things. And that's why our nation's falling apart. Because if the home falls apart, the church falls apart, the nation falls apart. But thank God, you can excel. You can excel them all. Thank God, her work, she's prosperous, she's productive. Thank God, she can be pretty at the same time. Look at verse number 22 and 23. Notice what it says. She maketh herself covering of tapestry, her clothing of silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. You see, there's an inner beauty and an outer beauty. The idea of taking care of yourself. You know, thank God for a mother and a wife that excels in all those things. What a great thing it is. And Peter talked about the same thing of excelling with that outer beauty and that inner beauty. You don't have to have one or the other. You can have both. And thank God that you can. But see, that's excelling. Excelling above all others. Excelling in that virtue. Excelling in that worth. Excelling in the work. And then there's that wisdom. Excelling in the wisdom. Look at verse 26 and 27 of the passage. It says, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is law of kindness. She looketh well through the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Now think about this for a minute. To excel in that wisdom is to be kind, considerate, generous, loving. The woman's to guide the home. To guide the home. You think about that. The idea of the woman gently guiding the home. The mother of Christian Schwartz died. And as she was dying, her son was born. And what she did was she made her husband promise. She said, when my baby becomes a man, and God calls him to missions, promise me that you will not stand in his way. Years later, one day, the brilliant young man came from his university. And he said, Father, God has called me to be a missionary. Tears filled his eyes. He remembered the promise. He remembered the promise. And he said this. He said, answer the call, my son, and may God's blessings be continually upon you. You say, what happened to Christian Schwartz's mother? She excelled them all, even from the grave. You see, the wisdom that a mother has. You know, most men are stupid idiots when it comes to children. I don't know how my children survived when they were growing up. If Lisa wasn't home, I'd wait for Lisa to go somewhere. I said, oh, you guys want to jump off the roof to me? As soon as she left, she'd pull out the driveway. Y'all want to jump off the roof to me? And they'd be all shaking their heads. And they would go around, climb up the wood pile, get on top of the roof, and they would jump off the roof to me. And we'd have a blast. When Rebecca was little, my first child, Rebecca, I don't know how she survived. You know, I'd take her and I'd throw her up in the air and catch her, throw her up in the air and catch her like she was a ball. And and Lisa would tremble. She'd say, will you stop doing that? Stop doing that. She's not a ball. That's a baby. Stop doing that. And Rebecca would be laughing. Well, one day I did that. I threw her up in the air and I didn't catch her. She flipped around twice, came down, landed on her head and had a concussion. She was just two years old, maybe, somewhere in there. Now, you know something? A mother would never do that. Right? Because a mother's got more common sense than these stupid, idiot men. Remember Steve Irwin took his little baby and held it out for the alligator? Do you think a mother would ever do that? Michael Jackson held his baby out the window. Do you think a mother would ever do that? You say, why? Because mother's got more sense than that. Thank God for mothers who got some common sense. I feel sorry for the man, for the child that is raised by their father. I'm serious. Because fathers don't think about things. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm the kind of guy, if I'm working, I may not eat all day long. And the kids are saying, they'll be looking at you, are we going to eat today? Yeah, before you go to bed. You know, you don't have to eat. You won't starve. You won't die if you don't eat today, right? That's how a man thinks. Anyone bring their kid over to babysit? I mean, really. But what's the difference? See, a mother has wisdom. Thank God for the wisdom of mothers. Thank God for the common sense that God gives mothers to train children and bring them up so they can excel. You know what's lacking today, though, with a lot of mothers? A lot of mothers have become just like the men. And that's sad. hey, you want to be virtuous? You want to excel them all? Then use some of the wisdom that God's given you to raise these children for Jesus Christ. Think about this one, the worship. You say, what happens when you excel them all? Well, can I tell you something? God is going to bless your life when you excel them all. Notice what it says in verse number 28. Her children shall rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praiseth her. You say, what happens? Hey, if you're a virtuous woman, if you excel them all, then one day you're going to receive the praise that you deserve. Notice what it says. Many daughters have done virtually, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You fear the Lord and raise your family in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and you show them the love of Jesus Christ. Guess what? One day you're going to receive your reward. You know what the hard part is? The hard part is getting to that part. The hard part is getting to that place. Solomon said, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You know why so many mothers and so many women are so miserable and bitter in the day in which we live? Because they didn't do their part when their children were small and their family was young. And now they're receiving the reward of their works. You see, their works were evil, and now they're receiving the reward of it. I can't tell you how many mothers are in their 40s and 50s, and they are so miserable, so unhappy, so disgraced. You say, why? Because they're receiving the fruit of their works. Remember, if your works are evil, your reward will be evil also. If your works are bad, your reward will be bad. If what you did for your family and your home and your children was not of much value, then what will your reward be one day? I think it'll be the same. And what a sad thing that is. You know what the joy of all old people is? It's their grandchildren. But if your children hate you, you will never see your grandchildren. And that's the one reward that gives an old person joy. Solomon said of his mother, thou excellest them all. You know what he did? He made sure that his mother was honored. He made sure that his mother was taken care of. He made sure, hey, that her needs were met. I think that law of reaping and sowing was in effect. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. You see, as mothers, if you don't excel at motherhood, and if you take your motherhood very nonchalantly, and you don't take your motherhood seriously, then what do you think is going to happen later in life? The exact same thing's going to happen. And what a sad day that'll be when it comes. Are you excelling? Mom, are you excelling this morning? Are you excelling above them all? Many women are virtuous, but thou excellest them all. Do you have that goodness, that virtue in your life that you're showing and teaching and demonstrating to your family and those that are around you? Or is something missing this morning? Are your children going to rise up and call you blessed one day? Or are they going to curse your name in existence? Are you saved? Are you serving the Lord? Is your life showing people the love of Christ? Are you excelling them all?
Or is your life in shambles? Is your life a mess? Let me tell you something. You got some problems in your life? The place to put back the pieces is right here. The place to pick up all the pieces and put it all back together is the house of the Lord. The place to give your life to Jesus Christ and begin to do those things that are virtuous in your life. You see, it begins with salvation. It begins with walking with Jesus Christ. It begins with allowing God to work in your life. You say, what makes a woman virtuous? It begins with her faith in God. It begins with her faith and her salvation of her soul and living for Jesus Christ. And then it just simply goes on from there. Are you excelling them all? Or is something missing this morning? Let's stand for prayer.